Okay, here we are, December 8, 2020. Welcome to the December 8, 2020 special meeting of the Port of Kingston Port, the Kingston Port Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. You would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting. Please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. This is a preliminary agenda is subject to change. The agenda topics will first call the meeting to order. And we have a draft agenda before us. And I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, agenda approved. And off to item number three, action items. Number A, approve resolution 12-01-2020 for an award contract for Kingston Active Traffic Management. And Greg, do you want to go over that with us?
Yeah. So what happened was previously, commission had, staff had sought commission approval for the executive director to negotiate and execute a contract with Rakeet for active traffic management system, which is a follow-on to a previous project with SR-104. So what this is a basically the scope got amended slightly and the price tag was amended slightly to instead of $28,000 to $30,000. So what this is we're sending the old one and replace it with this resolution to allow it to go up to $30,000, not to exceed amount. So it's really, it just ended up being that we had to change the monetary amount when the final scope was negotiated with the contractor, which would be the key. So this is a pretty simple, straightforward resolution. And what this is for the project, which would be involved creating a new scope of work for submittal for a $1.4 million grant that would then fund a portion of the overall project, and that which would improve traffic in Kingston, which has been an ongoing challenge for many years. And what they're hoping to do is to get a scope of work to submit for this grant. The scope of work would include an active traffic management system, which would include automatic dispensers for tickets, for ticketing, you know, to go through the booths. Add some holding lanes up on the WashDOT property, most likely. And then also to expand the shoulder area down SR-104. And so this is the property that's up at SR-104 in Lindblom cross-section. And so staff is requesting that commission approval to award this contract and increase the dot monitoring amount to $30,000.
Greg, when are they proposed to have this complete by?
I believe it should be done, completed by, I think, April or March. And what it is the deadline, the real deadline is to get it submitted. We want to get this completed as soon as possible so that they can make sure that they hit the deadline for grant submittal. So looking at the scope of work, I think they can have it done by the end of February or March latest. But I think the contract actually goes to April. I'm trying to look here. That should be attached.
I think it said it in the
Is it in the scope of work or?
Yeah.
It says there's a timeline or something further down. I just don't remember. Timeline or, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's the storage tank. Never mind.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So, tell me if I miss it.
You went, I think.
Right here?
I have.
Through April 2021. Okay. So it'll be no longer than 4 months. Okay.
Yeah. I think they.
So if we get it to them sooner than that, does that mean? Or they're just saying in the contract it says January to April, so that's probably what they're going to go with.
Yeah.
So, Terry, can you scroll back up so I can? Thank you.
I just made two little clerical edits to the agenda, just so you guys know. I had the numbers backwards here. It said 2020 12/2, so I just changed it to 12.
You added in England time.
Yeah. I copied one of the file names and it copied over wrong, so I just wanted to let you know I did that.
Yeah, good.
Thank you. So I'll make a motion to approve resolution 12/01/2020, award contract to Kingston Active Traffic Management SR-104 Holding Lanes Project.
And I'll second that. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's great. Thank you so much. Okay, so action item B, resolution 12/02/2020 for an interlocal agreement with Kitsap County for SR-104 active traffic management system. And Greg, do you want to just go over that real quick? I think.
Yeah.
Hi. To
so the. So what this this is a follow-on to the original $500,000 project using WashDOT funding primarily that on the SR-104. So what this is a request for the executive director to be able to negotiate an interlocal agreement with Kitsap County where there would be a cost sharing of this project between Kitsap County, Port of Kingston, Washoe State Department of Transportation, and Kitsap Transit as well is going to kick in the, is going to contribute the last $2,000.
Oh, excellent.
And the basically the overall distribution of costs would be Kitsap County was going to contribute originally $14,000 of the original $28,000 estimate. Port of Kingston would contribute $10,000, and WashDOT would contribute $4,000. And then with the change in the scope, the change in the fee to $30,000, Kitsap Transit said we'll contribute for the $2,000. And but in order for us to be able to work collaboratively, it's going to be, the project is really going to be run primarily through the project management aspect of it, primarily from Kitsap County. So what we did was Kitsap County drafted up an interlocal agreement between them and us for cooperative participation in SR-104 holding lanes and the active traffic management design project. And so that's what this is. This is a draft. I actually have another draft yesterday after this was already submitted to you. I have a final draft, if you will, from Kitsap County, which I'll send to you guys. But this is a resolution granting me approval to be able to negotiate and include interlocal agreement.
Yeah.
And it hasn't gone, this interlocal agreement though hasn't been reviewed by our legal counsel yet. So I got the final draft yesterday afternoon from Kitsap County, and then I'm going to submit it over to our attorney just to make sure everything looks like it's okay. But this has given me approval to be able to include and negotiate this interlocal agreement with Kitsap County.
Excellent.
Thank you. So I just want to say, as a summary of these action items are things that we've discussed in work session, discussed with no decision. And Mary's not present today, but Mary was involved in those conversations.
Yeah, that's good, Laura. Thank you.
So I make a motion to approve resolution 12/02/2020 for local agreement with Kitsap County for SR-104 active traffic management system.
And I'll second that. And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, very good.
Thank you, commissioners. And I think that will really, you know, our ability to be able to respond and really act nimbly it's nice to be able to execute this so we can get things in play, you know, for next week. Everything will start moving forward pretty quickly, and because then the ILA will get this group closed out, then they submit it to the Kitsap County Commissioners to be able to sign it as well. So
right.
that will be the process. So I really appreciate it, and I really think that that's really one of the great strengths of being a port, is that we can move really nimbly, and then we can help expedite these things, because administratively, we just don't have a lot of any sort of red tape, even though we follow all the rules and regulations. But it's a role that I've seen even a big ports play amongst major other institutions and organizations, which obviously have, you know, greater statutory authority. But it is interesting that ports can serve this role pretty effectively. So thank you for that.
Very good. Okay, then action item C, approve resolution 1203-2020 to approve a contract to conduct an engineering dive study of the breakwater.
So this is a request, and I thought I'd add this into the special commission because time is of the essence to try to get this stuff done, get this work done. So the breakwater, we know after doing our bathymetric survey and after looking at the resedimentation and all the work done through Bob McDonald and Washington Project Consultants, that the breakwater has five spots where it looks like the basalt breakwater has been breaking down over the last 10 years, and it's been breaking down at a little bit more rapid rate since it's over 50 years old. And so what's happening is the rocks are breaking down or rolling in underneath the guest dock. And so what we really need is an engineering survey, an underwater engineering survey from the site that can give us a scope of work in various solutions to be able to ensure that that guest dock continues operating and is not damaged, which would cost us a lot of money to repair. So we've identified that this is an issue, but we really don't have the solutions, and we don't know how much of an issue this is going to be. So this will give us give us an actual underwater and above water engineering survey of this breakwater, and especially the underwater and some other areas around the marina, but primarily this is to do with the guest dock and the breakwater to come up with a solution. So we'd like to get this work done as soon as we can. And what we had talked about was, just for the sake of transparency, most of the time, or, you know, if anything over $10,000, we'll bring it before you. I actually have signatory authority to deal with this, but I just want to make sure that this is following court commission direction and provides transparency to the public on how we're spending money. But I put in it's a not to exceed amount of $16,000. The estimate was $14,800 and some change, so almost $15,000. So there's like a 10% margin in there. And, but we'd like to issue this contract to WTS USA, and they're underwater civil engineers or divers that also are civil engineers, and they've done an awful lot of this work. And I think it would really behoove us for the long term to know what we're dealing with that breakwater, the degradation of the slow degradation of that asset. So I'm asking, staff is asking for commission approval for approval of this contract with this contractor.
So it's my understanding that this is basically our final, they will give us a final definitive answer as to what our next steps should be in order to, or what exactly is happening, what we need to do, period.
Yep.
This is our last survey that will have to take place in relation to this for a while, because it will answer our questions.
I hope it's last. I think the one other survey that we may end up having to do on that breakwater is we have to take the drawings. We may have to do some elevations, laser it and shoot elevations. This is the underwater portion of the of the survey, and it also will conduct a survey of the guest dock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we may do one more follow-on, because we're trying to see if at what rate maybe start a baseline of from when the breakwater was built they laser the surface, and then they do another lasers of it, and you have a relational of how slowly that breakwater starts to spread out. Basically, the breakwater is sinking and spreading out over time. Kind of like
is this, does this same company do that kind of work too?
Yeah, they could probably do that for us. We were trying, but they have a unique capability of doing having actual civil engineers that are divers that do underwater assessments of submerged assets. So that's why they have a specialty there. They're one of the few that are really expert at this.
I know that what's happening with the rocks is the priority right now in order to save the guest dock.
Yeah. Okay, because we know we have one rock that's basically underneath at low tide, right, is underneath the guest dock and starting to damage it. And we're worried about that. You know, trying to do something before the extra low tides in the summer next year. So we give us a little window to get that work done. But we want to know what we're really looking at and how people can do something definitively that will really, well, it may even open up that guest mortgage more so we can bring revenue off of it.
Yeah,
it used to be we berthed vessels on the inside between the breakwater and the guest dock.
Yeah.
Yes.
We lost all capability pretty much to do that.
Yes, that's what Ray was saying. Yeah. Okay, I'll make a resolution to...
Sorry.
Oh, she just scrolled.
Sorry.
Resolution to approve 1203-2020 to approve contract to conduct an engineering dive survey of the breakwater.
And I'll second that. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Okay, and then are we going to just break into back into work session for just a little bit here after this? That the idea? Yeah, yeah. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. The next regular meeting really 1 o'clock? I thought
it was 1 or 6. Did we check in with Mary on that? I just noticed that too, Laura. Same thing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything from her. I know she said back at our last meeting that she may have a conflict, but I haven't heard anything since then. I know that was the one we originally decided on, but because we've had 3 night meetings in a row.
Right.
Yeah.
So should we...
You know, I think it's important to have, you know, the last meeting of the year, I think, is important for all 3 of us to be there.
Yeah, for sure. So do you guys know, can she not make that 1 o'clock time, or has she said to you?
I think there was something
say
that was a potential conflict. It sounded like maybe it was an appointment of some sort she had.
Do we want to look at maybe moving the date, Greg, since that's your wedding anniversary?
That's right.
But it's in the middle of the week, so if it was a Friday or I'd be like, oh, man, come on, really? But I think we're okay. Whatever we have to do, we've been married 31 years, December 16th, so we're okay. I think we're going to stick the course. I think I'm pretty sure we're safe, even if I screw up this anniversary, which I won't.
Okay.
So whatever you guys want to do.
So should we maybe say that we will update our website with the most current time by early next week, by Monday of next week, when the draft agenda comes out, we'll know exactly the time that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Because we can't really say for sure right now what the time is going to be.
Yeah.
I'll just try and get a hold of her today and ask her if that's going to work for her. Yeah.
We can firm that up at this time.
Yeah, and then I can send out an email for sure by Friday when I send out, you know, when I send out the agenda, but I'll try and get back to you guys today.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
We'll just announce that our next regular meeting for December 18th.
16th.
Sorry, 16th will be confirmed by this Friday.
To be determined, yeah.
To be determined. Very good. Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn at 9:55.
Excellent. I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.